journalism calls for maintaining a dispassionate mindset. That doesn't mean journalists can't have heart. The Monitor's Patrick Johnson and Melanie Stetson Freeman went to New Orleans 20 years ago to report on what Hurricane Katrina had wrought there. Between long outings, they would collect themselves at a Waffle House and then wade back in. For a long time, Patrick couldn't cross any span like the steel truss bridge he took into the city without reflecting on that storm. He and Mel recently returned to New Orleans, Patrick in his trademark battered van, to assess two decades of recovery efforts. "There's still desperation here," one man told Patrick. "Nearly 1,400 people were killed, and the city saw a third of its residents displaced. But Patrick and Mel also found music, healing, and community." You can read Mel's brief account of their teamwork at csmonitor.com/daily. She joined me on our Why We Wrote This podcast in 2023 to talk about how she sees Monitor photojournalism. Patrick, too, has been a guest. Our chat about the nuances of gun culture, also from 2023, displays his clear-eyed approach to challenging news and, yes, his heart. Also find links to those two episodes at csmonitor.com/daily. You can find our latest stories and updated news briefs, including on Gaza, U.S. economic developments, and D.C. policing at csmonitor.com. It's Saturday, August 23rd. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning and welcome to the weekend. I'm Clay Collins. Now, today's Monitor stories. We start off with Patrick's piece. In 2005, Hurricane Katrina threatened to snuff out the spirit of New Orleans. Two decades later, our reporter and photographer chronicle the city's long journey toward shoring it up. Patrick Johnson and Melanie Stetson Freeman report from New Orleans and Waveland, Mississippi, for the Monitor. President Donald Trump is ending policies to promote electric cars, but carmakers like Ford are focused more on Chinese competition than on Washington politics. The company's stunning goal, a small electric pickup priced below $30,000. Contributor Eric Everts reports for the Monitor. Syria's civil war killed hundreds of thousands of people, but traditional embroidery survived in the care of a handful of women. Now they hope to make a living from it again. Dominique Sogel reports from Douma, Syria, for the Monitor. On a visit to the Equal Justice Initiative's sculpture park, our columnist's 7-year-old asked, "Dad, why do those black people have chains on them?" Ken Macon thought about that trip after reading President Trump's order for a review of America's museums, most notably the Smithsonian. Columnist Ken Macon writes for the Monitor. The film version of bestseller The Thursday Murder Club has arrived with a stellar cast and a backdrop that plays like Hogwarts for older adults. But how does all the sleuthing and skullduggery stack up to the book? Yvonne Zipp writes for the Monitor. Finally, in our progress roundup, national focus on a crisis in one community, Flint, Michigan, helped the rest of the country think about resources that can be taken for granted and whom a problem affects. And in one state in India, a first-ever emissions trading scheme worked where other solutions haven't. Cameron Pugh and Troy Aiden Sambahon report for the Monitor. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Again, find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. And for other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Thanks to today's audio production team, Ian Case and Mackenzie Farkas.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2025.